Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good. This is the Movement 720, y'all.
This
is Crunk in the Box, and we're here, y'all. We'll try to make it through the day. Got a very important day today. A very, very, very important day today, y'all. Major move, monumental move, milestone. This is Movement 720. Gonna allow y'all to get on, fam. Appreciate y'all for calling in.
Could it be anywhere else?
that y'all was here today. It's very important to us that we understand and appreciate y'all participation. It means a lot. Thank y'all. First of all, I want to say this right now. Today is a very monumental day, so it is turned in the box. It's very funk, as y'all can tell. And I don't mind right now because today is one of those days, a very, very important day. And I'm happy that everybody else is excited also. With that being said, this is the Movement 720. I'm looking for him right now, Femmo. I'm looking for him right now. You're going to have to text me that that intel that he's calling from because I don't recognize him. How you doing, sis?
Greetings and salutations, brother. I'm well, thank you. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, good, man. We're kind of antsy and excited. Today is one of those days. I'm blessed to be here, though. How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, we had the event yesterday for the first juvenile license in the state of Ohio, but it's past month yesterday. We had an awesome turnout. He was able to actually see us from the Mahoney County Justice Center out of the window, so it was pretty good. It was a lot of event, and you know, we enjoyed networking with people here in Youngstown, Ohio. So we appreciate everybody who has not only supported Brother Chaz, but all of our brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines, because we definitely know that we are strongest together. So this has been a great weekend, a great opportunity to build and to network, and I'm looking forward to tonight's conversation, and I yield.
Oh, good, sis. Oh, good. Y'all, that's our sister. That's the queen of the show. That's my co-host, Queen Tahira. With that being said, we're going to dig into the show because the last portion of the show, we want to do something that's very, very important to us and very important to those guys on the inside. We got a very, I want to say an amazing surprise for everyone. And then we hope that it turns out to be exactly what it was created for. With that being said, the title of today's show is Growth. I want to say something first before I begin. Growth in any aspect of life is necessary in order for success to exist therein. Let me say it one more time. Growth in any aspect of life is necessary in order for success to exist therein. Okay, the definition of growth, which is a noun, is the process of increasing in physical size or the process of increasing in amount, value, or importance. Also, something that has grown or is growing or maturing. Synonyms to the word growth is growing, extension, widening, thickening, broadening, heightening, swelling, magnification, development, blooming, flourishing, thriving, increasing, amplification, rise, more developed, to more, I guess that's how I said, to more developed, and evolution. Okay, growth is the basis for advancement in life in so many forms. Without growth in any situation in life, the chances of there being a positive and productive outcome are very slim. I want to say this from some simple like planting the seed. Growth is inevitable. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of life. But we want to break it down in so many different forms, and where you understand completely my purpose for. That being the title of the show today. All right. Things are always clearer looking backwards. Because the future is something that we really can't predict, right? But looking back allows you to see where you went wrong at. To me, the greatest gift given by God, next to life, I want to say, is the opportunity to correct your mistakes, to be forgiven, so to speak. It gives you room for what? Growth. You have to trust that. You got to understand that things work out in the future also. Y'all follow me. It gives you the mental and emotional and physical confidence to believe in yourself and the opportunities ahead of you. You got to find out what you love, people. You got to do a great job by loving what you do, because when you love what you do, you're going to do a great job. Never settle for not being happy and accomplished, because even though this is life and you feel like, you know, you're living your best life or whatever, time is limited. You never know when you're going to leave here. So always make your time valuable. Don't waste your time living unproductive. Be known for striving and achieving, family. And I hope that y'all understand and take these words to heart today. There's some things I want to share with y'all today. There's a difference, the difference between being humble and meek. Meek. Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. All right. Meek is quiet, gentle, and easily imposed on or submissive. The difference is humility, which is being humble, refers to an attitude towards oneself. And meekness means restraining one's power so as to allow room for others. I want y'all to take that and table that. I want to say the word table, that, because you're going to hear it in the end of the show. Being a good person, father, husband, mother, wife, being honest in your dealings with others, faithful to friends, fearless in the presence of negativity and oppression, not running from responsibility, but welcoming it, settling for the right example for others, settling for being the right example for others, excuse me. All those things relate to growth. All those things relate to growth. I need people to understand that you should never let someone tell you that you can't do something. If you have a dream, protect it. If you want something, go and get it. Those are famous words. Those words were created for one reason, for you to understand that no capacity for building can possibly atone the lack of great vile virtues. All of us are virtuous people in so many ways, but you have to find it. You have to have faith. You have to believe in yourself, because life, it forces you to grow. You're placed in situations where you have to grow. I'm going to give you guys an example of a situation in words. When our circumstances change, we often fail to shift or change, so to speak, our perspective. And instead, we continue to try and see the world or life as we feel it should be. When you're used to something and all of a sudden there's a drastic change, how we react to that change determines whether or not we progress as far as growth. We've got to become receptive to positive change. But see, sometimes life's going to throw you a curveball, and I understand that. That our individual mental and emotional and sometimes our physical capacity isn't prepared for. So we find ourselves in a pessimistic frame of mind. So when you get to that point where you can acknowledge that this is too much for you to handle or that you can't handle it, you are then at a point of growth, you know, that excels beyond the strength that you need. And it's peace is more attainable that way. So it's like having faith in yourself is a part of growth, but it's a very, very important part of growth. You guys on the inside, you family members of guys that's on the inside, it's important to not instill but encourage guys to have faith in themselves. That is like putting gas on the fire's form in the form of making guys want to do more, making guys want to achieve more, making guys realize who they are, and females realize who they are on the inside and what they can be, and to push them toward ideals of growth. You know, it gives them that initiative to want to be better and want to do better. And that's growth also. Speaking of faith, for you guys on the inside, Martin Luther King said something during his I Have a Dream speech. He said, with this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. I want to say to you guys on the inside, continue to have hope, to continue to have faith, continue to trust in yourselves in the process, fam. And your day is coming, you know what I'm saying? From correcting the injustices in the system to just, you know what I'm saying, just putting yourself in a position to be in a better situation for his living conditions and things of that nature. Just continue to push, fam. Slim, I see you, family. I see you, family. Appreciate that. One last thing I want to give y'all. There's a guy by the name of John Boyd, who was a military strategist. He was described as the greatest military strategist that no one knows. I wonder why. Follow Miss Sister Tahira on this. This is something that he said. He said, individuals, and I want you guys on the inside to pay real close attention to this, and all you people on the inside, on the outside too, who live in communities. Individuals or organizations that don't communicate with the outside world by getting new information about the environment or by creating new mental models act like a closed system. Okay, let me pause for a second. A closed system is a physical system that does not allow certain types of transfers in or out of the system. A simple example would be putting the lid on a coffee cup, right? I'm going to see if y'all can follow me on this. It continues to say, and just as a closed system in nature will have increasing entropy or disorder, so two, will a person or organization experience mental entropy or disorder if they're cut off from the outside world and new information? I'm repeating this for a reason. I want y'all people to follow me on this. The name of this is called the Law of Thermodynamics, right? The second law of thermodynamics. Y'all can look this up word for word. I'm going to slow this down, and I'm going to try to make my point, and I'm going to move on from here, sis. Individuals or organizations that do not communicate with the outside world by getting new information about the environment or by creating new mental models act like a closed system. So basically, people that don't communicate, you know, with the outside world, if you don't stay abreast with what's going on in the outside, if you become accustomed to your environment, you become a creature of your environment, and it puts you in a mind state of a closed system. That's the system of being comfortable with having everything that you have on the inside without wanting to get out. Follow me, guys. And just as a closed system in nature will have increasing entropy, which is disorder, y'all, disorder, so too will a person or organization experience, I'm just going to cut it short instead of saying mental entropy, disorder, if they're cut off from the outside world and new information. Okay, we discussed a lot of things concerning what the guys on the inside have been going through, all right? We paused to do growth today on simple strength that I want to say this. We know the struggle now. We know what you guys are going through. We will continue to filter the public all intel and information needed to show the MDOC is an inefficient management agency. Correct? Okay. But in order for this thing to work, in order for this thing to be successful, we have to first make sure that we as individuals are on a level and prepared mentally and physically and emotionally for this. This is nothing violent I'm speaking of. This is form of strategy and being prepared. I've heard the saying about proper preparation. You guys need to be prepared. Understand what I'm saying. Grow as an individual. Learn how to accept the things that might disappoint you. Don't allow those things to deter you from your goals. Keep pushing. Find that growth within yourself. You see what I'm saying? Humble yourself and be meek enough to understand, okay, I failed at this, or this is not going to go this way. But if I do this paperwork this way, or we try this different strategy, or we come together as a whole and do it this way, then we have a better chance of getting things done. In order for anything that you're going to do in the future or doing right now to be successful, there has to be an installation of growth. It has to be that aura. That aura has to be present amongst you guys on the inside. You guys have to build unity amongst each other. Get the community to understand that it's not just this person or that person, that it's everybody that's going through the same thing in that prison. You guys have fought for so long for answers, for a solution, for help. This is the opportunity the stage is set. At the end of the show, we're going to announce something that's going to give you guys an even bigger boost on getting this accomplished, and we hope that the public partake in that. You know what I'm saying? And we hope that OG. We hope that the public partakes in that and assists in that. With that being said, Queen Sahara, before I bring OG Wayne on, is there anything you'd like to elaborate on what I just said, sis?
You know what, Brother Ben Ben, behind what you just described so eloquently, I can't do nothing but wave my hand. You know what I mean? Because you were so on point in your definition and description and what we need to do as a people. So I yield. Can you hear me, Brother Ben Ben?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. The mic was gone. Okay. I hear you, sis. We're finna get ready to bring OG Wayne on. I just want to say this before I move forward. We've had, like, I think this is like the sixth or seventh show. We've constantly preached and you know, promoted that we need the outside assistance as far as being in tune with what goes on with the guys on the inside. We all know that these guys are family members or loved ones of people on the outside, and these people on the outside are taxpayers. We've given all type of intel and information showing how MDOC misuses taxpayers' money in an atrocious manner, not just a normal slick manner, but a bold and atrocious manner. And guys are suffering, and most importantly, people are dying. This is something that we've discussed consistently throughout this show. So for those who are on the show for the first time, you have missed a lot of information, which will be on available to y'all tonight. But we've had a lot of deaths dealing with MDOC, which is the Mississippi Department of Corrections, in the state of Mississippi. And guys have done paperwork, guys have pushed, guys have fought, guys have done everything that they could to bring attention to this. This platform alone has been one of the things that has been done to create a way of bringing awareness to what's going on the inside with these guys. And still, the situation worsens. It's not getting better. So I understand the stress, the being upset, the frustration with guys on the inside of going through this. Can you hear me, sis?
Yeah.
Okay, all good. I understand y'all guys' pain. And what I want to say is, if you grow as an individual, if you strengthen yourself individually, if you push, if you remain strong and faithful, I promise you, you will not continue to suffer. Because God don't put you in a situation that you can't bear. You know what I'm saying? All things happen for a reason. I'm not just reciting Bible quotes. I'm saying this because this is true. We do this show from the heart because we want you guys to be encouraged. But we also need you guys to be strong yourselves. We need you guys to buckle down and continue to find ways to excel, continue to find ways to show your greatness, continue to find ways to show people on the outside that you guys deserve to be in society and that you guys are people that can be leaders in society and help make the world better. With that being said, OG Wayne, how you doing, family?
All good, man. How you doing, Bim Bim? How you doing,
all
Wayne?
Good, family. All good. Where you at, sis? She been busy. She in and out on me too. She been busy the last week. Where you at, sis?
Good to hear your voice,
all
brother.
Good.
I'm here.
All good. Look, OG man, do your thing, fam. Grace us with what you have for us today.
All good, Ben. First and foremost, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on in attendance with you guys tonight. You know, this show is something that we needed for a long time. You know, hopefully the attendance gets better and better each week. And I wish you guys well in all these endeavors. What I come on tonight to talk to you guys about is why growth is important in order to progress. First of all, I want to define the word growth. As Mr. Bingham already had earlier, it's the process of developing or maturing physically, mentally, and spiritually. Next, let me define progress. Progress means to advance, continue, proceed, betterment, increase, improvement, development, or reform. Okay. Now, this is just speaking from my standpoint on why growth is important in order to progress. In order for us to progress, we have to come out of a fixed mind state. See, people with fixed mind states believe our basic abilities, such as intelligence and talents, are just static, meaning that we live with what we are born with. We don't have the capacity to grow and change. As the old saying goes, just playing the hand out with death. We first have to change our way of thinking to a mindset of growth. Someone with a growth mindset, knows that the brain changes and grows when you use it. Learning is everything. Our intelligence and talents can always be developed or improved. For children, a fixed mind state sounds like this. Just take for instance, when you hear a little child say, "I'm not good at reading," or "I can't draw," or "I'm not good at math," so on and so forth. They have a hard time recovering from a setback and become afraid to challenge themselves. And that hinders their growth. As adults, many of us do this. We do the same thing. We even make excuses. We say, "I'm too old for this," or "I'm not good with this new technology," or "I already know what works for me." That sound familiar to any of you guys? Because I know it sounds familiar to me. I've heard it many times over before. And I've even had the audacity to say it myself before. But I'm here to tell you guys, it's never too late. It's never too late to take on a growth mind state. Learning at any age has a profound impact on the brain. I ask that you challenge yourself with something new, and I bet the brain will perform newer and stronger connections. Even as adults, we are on a learning curve. Our efforts, focus, and persistence are what will help us grow in order to progress. The new things you've been wanting to learn, go out and learn. That new class or that new course that you wanted to take, start it. In order to progress, we have to take on a fearless approach on growth from an individual and a collective standpoint. We have to start accepting. We have to start it first by accepting opportunities that push us outside our comfort zone. See, challenges are chances. See, when somebody challenges you to say what you can't do, or to something that they feel like you can't do, there's a chance. There goes an opportunity for you to prove them wrong. This can be viewed from many angles. Like, if we just say the United States as a nation, you know, if we want to heal as a nation, and we have to come out of our comfort zone of black and white, and be able to have open intellectual dialogue conversations with all people of all races, creed, and colors. We don't know what we don't know, so we should ask questions. We have to appreciate our obstacles, because growth comes from struggle, my friend. Mistakes are just an important part of the process. We're not going to get it right every time. Not the first time. If you don't have a skill, learn your skill. Skills are built. You're not born with them. They're built. Choose learning well instead of learning fast. If y'all following me, you know what I'm giving you a little insight. I'm giving you a little insight into how to hone in on a growth mind state. Like I said, choose learning well instead of learning fast. I always remember that change and progress takes time. Trust me, if it was just easy, it happened overnight, everybody would be doing it. Don't take shortcuts and try to cheat your way through life. Because there will be times when you will have to implement what you have learned in order to move forward, in order to progress. You will have to implement those skills. You will have to implement that knowledge that you've gained from that course that you've taken. Reward your efforts and your actions, not your traits. Don't praise intelligence. Praise perseverance. Praise effort and improvement. Don't allow yourself to be threatened by negative feedback or criticism. Use it as fuel to support you in your learning. When people see you growing and they see you doing better, You're gonna have haters. Just understand that a hater's way of letting you know that you're growing and progressing. That's the only way that they can congratulate you, is by haters. They're trying to pull you down. They're trying to discourage you. I always remember one key thing, that people are in your life for a reason, and some for just a season. And whatever that reason was that they came into your life, when that reason is over, it's probably good to move on. When that season is over, it's probably good to move on. Because people will bring negativity into your life that will stunt your growth as an individual, will stunt your growth as a person. I always reflect back on the things that you learned. Think back where you were 5 years ago, and look at where you are now. Look at where you're trying to go 5 years from now. See, if you haven't progressed from where you were 5 years ago, then you need to change something in your life. One of my mentors always told me, he said, your progress has to be able to be weighed. He said, I always remember that. And at the time, I really didn't understand what that meant. But with anything that you do, if you can't weigh it out, if you can't weigh the results of it, then it's something that you probably shouldn't be into, because it's just not adding up. I always seek out new activities, try to be creative in your thinking. See, we as a nation want to once again be the leader of the free world from a technical standpoint, from a technology standpoint. It's simple. We have to change our way of thinking. we automatically believe, even in the great United States of America right now, we automatically believe that people from China and India are smarter than us, or more advanced people. When in fact, we are just as smart. We are probably two times more advanced, but we just allowed our brains to become lazy and our thinking to become lazy. Once we as a country thrived off superior intellect, mathematical and scientific engineering, that's when our country was prosperous and progressive. We have to get back to that point in order to say that we are truly the leaders of a free world. We have to once again become passionate about learning. Growth means seeing things through. Just because you haven't seen change and progress, it doesn't mean you won't. We have to learn to stick things out when we start something, finish. That's just like Mr. Ghetto was saying about MBOC. We have seen all the corrupt tactics of MBOC. From way back with Chris Epps. We've seen the corruption from MBOC, the ugly face of corruption. We have to do our job. We have to see this thing through. We have to stand up. We have to stand up. Just as Queen said when she came on, we are stronger together. So we have to see this through. This world is advancing every day. You know, we're getting smarter and smarter every second. If we don't continue to grow and advance and progress, then we're going to be the ones left behind. We're going to be the ones left behind. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. I don't know if I had read over my time frame or not, but I wanted to share that with you guys. That's a good idea.
All good, family. I just got a real nice text. A real nice text. I appreciate that intel that I got. Sis, speaking in the sense of the importance of growth, you know, in the community, on the inside and out, is there anything you'd like to elaborate on concerning that?
Yeah, you know, the fact that you both have identified that we need to continue to grow and have ourselves even be vulnerable to new processes, to be able to think outside the box, if you will. And one of my favorite quotes is that you're never too young to teach and you're never too old to learn. And sometimes learning new things can be challenging, but once you master them, you know, then you're able to turn around and exchange that energy with other people. And the more that we continue to grow and develop together and share with each other what we know, share with each other what our vulnerabilities are, share with each other the positive things that are happening in our lives, support each other when there are negative things that are happening in our lives, the stronger we're going to be. So, you know, I'm just honored and pleased and humbled to be a part of tonight's conversation that's going to lead to other things actually being able to manifest themselves. And I yield.
All good. We're going to bring Brother K.O. in and discuss just, you know, the negative effects, you know what I'm saying? We want to make sure we cover both sides in doing that. Brother K.O., are you on with us today?
Yes, sir. How you doing, family?
All the time, fam. Do your thing, fam.
All good. First off, I want to say it's an honor and a pleasure, man, to be with you today, Mr. Bim Bim, to, you know, drop some knowledge. What I want to speak on today, I heard my colleagues talking about growth. Well, I want to talk about, we're going to do both sides. I want to talk about the problems without growth. Of course, we all know what growth is. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you what growth is. Okay, the opposite of growth would be like a backslide, a relapse, a decay, a downfall, an exit. And all that add up to death. And I'm going to give you the definition of death to sum all that up. the action or fact of dying or being killed, the end of life of a person or organism. Now, I know that probably sounds a little harsh, so I want to clean it up in a better aspect so everybody will vibe with me while I break this out. When you don't have growth, you don't have no understanding. You don't have no love. You don't have no education. And it'll end up to you not having a life. We spoke on what growth was, but let's speak on the types of growth. You have two types of growth. They are arrhythmia and exponential. Arrhythmia will be quickly to advance in the beginning, but you'll slowly decrease and become difficult on down the line. Exponential is when in the beginning you increase slowly and on down the line you increase. Now, we all know what kind of growth we would like to have. Of course, there would be exponential. We all know that without no understanding, there is no unity. And when you're not unified, there's no growth. That's with your mind, mentally, human form, physically, your feelings, emotionally, and your religious side, spiritually. Also, without growth will come the ending of a vital process, which is growth. Death. That's what's going to come and put an end to your process, which is what growth is a process. The irreversible cessation of all vital functions, especially as indicated by permanent stoppage of the heart, respiration, and brain activity. That's death. That's what happened without growth. So we need to know that we need to expand all the way around in all areas. We must be broad. If not, we will reach failure. Social skills. If you have no social development, you can't grow. Because relationship between a few is diplomacy, but relationship between the entire people is growth. So we got to communicate with all. We got to bring everything together. That's growth. You got to be involved in every area. Without self-improvement, we fail. We need the journey. For anyone who wants to excel in life, must take. It don't matter what area you want to excel and progress in, whether it be your business, your work, your studies, marriage, spirituality, all aspects of our lives can truly improve if you take the responsibility for the growth. And best believe, the greatest area of growth will impact all other areas of our lives and improve the world. Most of all, let's improve our knowledge. Let's improve our skills. But first, let it be clear that before improving your skills, you first must improve your growth. Also, another thing I would like to speak on is a quote from Oliver Weldon Holmes. He's a U.S. author and a physicist. He said, man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimension. What I want to do, I want to break this down. The mind is the thing that we must stretch in order to broaden our reality and capability. Without a stretched and open mind that is receptive to new ideas and information, self-growth is impossibility. But with such openness and receptivity to new ideas come great responsibility. This is because not every idea or theory is correct. Some things are wrong. Some things are dangerous. Some things can become destructive. Therefore, we must use our judgment and discernment in deciding what ideas to accept and what ideas to reject. Accepting correct ideas and information will lead to success. Accept the wrong ideas and information to lead to the failure and frustration. And accepting wrong ideas and information which can lead to failure and frustration. That's the problem without growth. And you don't want to have that problem. I don't want to sit here and hold you guys up. Like I said, it's an honor and a privilege to be speaking on this show. And like I said, Mr. Bim Bim, you're doing your thing, man. I'm proud of you. And you guys always remember, man, it takes 10 years of silence before you hear the sound of success. With that, I yield.
All good. All good, family. All good. Sister Howard, that's my guy KO right there. That's my guy. That's my guy. Before I yield to you, sis, I got a sense of pride right now. As we get ready to close in the 15 minutes left on the show. We're going to do a little something different, but I want to say this. I have a sense of pride right now because I have a homeboy by the name of, we call him Slim, from Law, Mississippi. And he's listening in. He was actually a guest on the show last year. And I know how he is about, you know, knowledge and intel and basically, you know, growth. And I watched this individual change his life. He's a perfect example of growth. One day I might bring him on and let him talk about that. But this brother did a complete change, and now he's dedicating his life to help building the community and unifying the community on the outside. So for him to be able to hear those words that, just like KO was saying, there's certain things that he said really stood out to me. Because, like, I learned on the show, too. I'm not just a person that comes on the show to teach and bring a message to the listeners. I also learn myself. And I take pride and enjoy listening to the people that take part in this show. So, KO and OG Wayne, I really appreciate y'all guys for sharing with us what y'all had for the show today. With that being said, growth is very important and very vital in every aspect of life and everything that you do. And if you're not striving to grow in every aspect of life, that is where you're failing at. And where there are areas that you fail to strive, those are areas that you're failing at. You know what I'm saying? You have to focus on bettering yourself so that you can get the best out of a situation. Because you cannot always count on the next individual, but you can always count on yourself. So you have to build yourself up to be the type of person that you can count on. Learn to trust yourself and grow as you do that. It's a process, but hey, that's growth. With that being said, sis, is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to remind us as brothers and sisters that, again, we're strongest together. And, you know, the more that we challenge ourselves, I guess, the more we're going to be able to experience new things. And we get comfortable sometimes in not challenging ourselves. So the future is bright for all of us as long as we continue to grow and develop. And I yield.
All good. All good. Well, I know it's a lot of people that tune in today because I've been promoting the fact that we have a surprise for the show. Before I do that, before I indulge in that, I want to say thank you. You to all of you who called in today. For the out-of-towners who called in, we really appreciate you. And we ask that you continue to tune in with us every Saturday at 5:30. We'll be doing our thing, going live with the Movement 720. I'm your host, OG Ben Bam, and that's my co-host. Y'all just heard Queens of Howard. All the way from Ohio, y'all. That's love within itself. And it's a blessing to be able to be in tune with someone states away, but still willing to be concerned about the well-being of the guys on the inside and the purpose of our show. So we really appreciate her for that. Again, I want to say something. Growth in any aspect of life is necessary in order for success to exist therein. Everything that was said today covered, unbeknownst, that phrase, right? Okay. But I want to give y'all something, and I'm looking for it. I spoke about humbleness and meekness earlier. It's imperative that we understand what humbleness and meekness has a place in it in the process of growth. I want to speak specifically right now to the black community too, and I say that for a reason. We're going through a time where things are being tested. Your spiritual, your physical, your mental, your emotional standpoint. And I notice a lot of aggression, a lot of anger, a lot of negativity. This is not a moment where I'm saying we should be passive. I'm saying we should learn how to think. Because the way that we respond to certain actions, I mean certain situations, is going to affect the outcome of how that situation turns out to be. We have great minds. It's time that we start utilizing. A lot of people think that this is the solution, that is the solution, the solution, that is the solution. The solution is unity. It's self-growth and growth as a community and as a whole. It doesn't take violence. It doesn't take negativity. It doesn't take aggression. It doesn't take ignorance. It doesn't take being foul or disruptive. It only takes you to calm yourself, think, grow as an individual, and come together and strategically find ways and solutions to overcome your struggle. It's that simple. And if we calm ourselves and sit down and think and realize the power in unity, the power in unity within itself, then you'll understand what I just said is the key to success and growth within our communities. So with that being said, I want to say this. Queen Tahara, I am happy to announce on this show that as of May 17th, which was last night, 2019, on the behalf of the guys on the inside, there was an app created by the name of Growth. That's G-R-W-T-H. And it is officially on Google Play Store. It's able to be downloaded.
Yeah.
All right. for those who have pen and piece of paper right now, Google Play Games, I guess they found out what we were trying to do, but the name of the app is Growth. But to go directly to where the app is, you have to type in the name of the sponsor of the app, who they did business, you had to do the contract to get the app registered or whatever. But the name is Rachel, that's capital R, lowercase A-C-H-E-L, space, capital B-I-M. That's Rachel Bim. Once you type that name in and you scroll towards the bottom of the page, you will see an app that's a light color blue with a, a navy color blue letter G in the center of it. And it's going to be Growth there beside it, up underneath it. This app, through a business contract, it was created to serve as a social media platform for all the people, I want to say it like this, who are tired of Facebook. That was a situation where I read on Facebook where they had, I think they banned Ms. Farrakhan. There's been a lot of situations on Facebook where there's been posts about incidents and things that was done to people in certain communities, and they was taken down without the person who posted those posts taken down. And it's been like an ongoing thing through our Facebook with a lot of things concerning certain atrocities committed by, the system, the government, the police or whatever. It's been deleted. What we're doing now is offering people a forum to talk about the problems that they have within the community, within the United States, within the system, within the government, or just personal problems. What we offer on this app is solutions. We encourage people to think positive while on the app, to comment in a positive form and help people come up with solutions to their problems. You have so many social media apps out, and from what we see nowadays, they filter mess. They filter a lot of negativity, a lot of drama, and things that cause, violent and unnecessary incidents. But we wanted to create an app where people get an opportunity to think positive and produce positive things from this app. It's basically an app that is surrounded about growth, every aspect of it. There are some features on there I would like to say real quick. I think it was a fitness and health feature
where they have exercises where it break down the exercises, give you a how-to thing. It gives you diet plans on what to eat, how to eat it, the ingredients. And there's also a stopwatch for you to be able to time yourself while you're exercising. Also an area where you can keep tabs of your exercise. We have a promotional spot for business owners. We have some business owners of restaurants and food businesses that we posted on there to allow people to see that. We also have dictionary for people who like to research words. It's a very, very well-equipped dictionary, and it's powered by Google. So we have a thorough definition and examples in that area. Also, there's a photo area, video area where you can watch videos, a music area where you can listen to music while you're on the app. And also for people who would like to inquire, there's a form that you can hit on the inquire tab, and you can inquire about the show things you would like to see, the app, things you would like to see on the app in the future, things about the app you might not understand or want to know more knowledge about. We offer that service to you to explain things and to help, you know, make the app a better experience for you. There's also our supporters section where the people who supported this movement from the start have a special place on the app where you can learn about their companies and businesses and mission statement. We have Look, Learn, and Listen Youth Development Foundation has a slot on there. And when you get to the our supporters section, to get to the next section, you have to slide from the right to the left, and it'll take you to the next section. There's also a tab where you tap, and it brings up the page where the mission statement for that particular supporter pops up. And Queen Tahira, you are on there. Your publishing company is on there, so you get a chance to check out yourself on there.
Okay, thank you.
All the time, it's a blessing, sis. It's a blessing. We appreciate you. There's two, really three forms on there. Instead of having one thread like a timeline on Facebook where everybody posts, you have three different areas where you can post. We have a blog section, we have a forum, and we also have a it's more like a welcome section. And we just want to offer more opportunities for people to discuss topics and matters and get answers and responses. We encourage everybody to interact on this app, to be kind, cordial, helpful, understanding, and most of all, positive. We ask that everybody respect everybody on this app. We want to give people the opportunity to have the freedom of speech and to get their opinions out. And we want everybody to opinionate and try to give other people, you know what I'm saying, like your perspective and your side of how you see the situation. A lot of times we get answers from people that we may not realize might not have the right answer for that particular question or situation. And by opening this up to the world, we're allowing the world to give you different sides, to give you different answers and different perspectives, with the whole purpose of finding the right solution, a positive solution, a solution that's going to help you grow and come out with a better outcome in whatever situation or question that you might have. That's kind of rare on the social media side. Nowadays, social media just lets you, you know, do what you want to do and say what you want to say, but there's no opportunity for you to learn, for you to receive help, unless somebody just basically put their opinions on a comment. But we offer this forum so that people can have a daily opportunity to get news, intel, advice, encouragement, uplifting, anything to help them be a better productive person in society. So for you people that have iPhones, we will share the link. The link will be shared on Mississippi Incarcerated Family group on Facebook. There will be links passed around. For those who don't have that link, once you get on the app, you can put that on the inquiry. Excuse me. We will be posting through the house. If you don't mind, we got to find a way to post the link for iPhone users. But for those who don't have, for those who do have iPhones, you can go directly to it. But we're going to post it on that Mississippi Incarcerated Families Facebook page. But matter of fact, for those who need that intel, please text 228-276-9144. That's 228-276-9144. We're getting ready to close out, and I will send that link directly to you so that you can acquire it and download that app through your iPhone. With that being said,
We hope you enjoy that. We're closing out on 15 seconds. Queen Tahira, we thank you. We love you, sis. OG Wayne and KO, we love you too. That's our show, y'all. That's our show. Please, 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 excuse me, love, please share this app. Please share this, y'all. Thank you.
Growth and development, everybody.